Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good and you? Wasn't listening to that music, so I'm all good.
Yeah, exactly. You see, and then they shout at me when I don't enjoy something that is absolutely unequivocally appalling. All right, so let's talk about Uber and the fact that they are renting out scooters in the United States. Tell me about this. Let's talk about how tech is changing mobility. Very exciting.
Well, just when you thought the roads were safe to go back on, guess what? The pavements are now the place that you've got to watch out for people zooming past. Well, I haven't been to San Francisco for about a year, but about a year ago when I was last there, I noticed something that I'd never seen before. All of a sudden, there were all these little motorized scooters and bikes roaming around. There were lots of little stands where you could hire them. And it looked like, I mean, you know, San Francisco is being the epicenter right near Silicon Valley, the epicenter of technological innovation. And in fact, Uber started there. So this looks like a whole new methodology or way of getting around. I can just imagine Johannesburg or Santa picking up on this.
Well, Santa would be amazing, actually.
Not bad, except for one thing. They're pedestrians on walkways. So yes, that's why they're called walkways.
Right.
But
yes.
Uber seemed to think, having disrupted the taxi industry completely, I mean, never mind all the nonsense that goes on in many countries, including South Africa, between the old guard, the old taxis, and the new sort of digital taxis. There's no question that the taxi industry, the ability to call a car on your phone anywhere in the world, wherever you are, is just completely and utterly revolutionized transport. And think about what the lost mile means. You know, you get dropped, you need to go from one building to another building, from one place to another place. So a little motorized scooter makes a lot of sense. Now, what Uber have done is they've invested in a company called Lime. Lime have been renting these little scooters in San Francisco for just over a year. And they've invested a ton of money, over R1 billion. And they're going to start offering scooter rental in their app in the next couple of weeks. And I honestly believe that we're going to see that pretty much everywhere in the world. And it makes tons of sense. It's a lot more eco-friendly, as long as there are bike lanes or ways that you can get around a city without sort of taking out pedestrians or getting yourself taken out by cars. Maybe we'll find a use for all those useless bike tracks in Santa. But I think it's quite a big deal. It's definitely going to change a lot of things when a company as big as Uber, with the scale of Uber, starts investing in these sort of things. I think the next big thing may well be scooter hire. So watch out. Look behind you on the sidewalks in the next little while, because I think we're going to see these sort of things happening even in South Africa. I mean, we haven't seen bike rental. I don't know if anyone or any of the listeners have tried that in many cities around the world. And actually, I think they're a great idea, especially if you're a tourist.
Right. So certainly in London, that's an amazingly and very successful story. What's interesting to me is that Uber are going into the bike side of things, the motor scooter side of things, rather than the car side of things. And I know that my son, who lives in Tel Aviv, we were looking at the possibility and the costs of buying a car for him versus renting, versus some kind of a scheme where you could rent a car. And they've got all of these new systems where you become a client, and you can literally, once you've got the password or the key signal, you can walk up to different cars in various areas of, let's say, Tel Aviv, hire a car, sort of get into the car and use it for an hour or two, etc. Once you are pre-authorized. So they've got these systems already going on there with car rentals on a short term or a longer term basis. Interesting to me that Uber, who is involved in the car business, obviously doesn't want to impact on that side of their business, and therefore is probably going into the scootering side of things. Do you think?
Yes and no. I mean, the whole car on demand platform business is again well established. Lyft in the US has been going for many years. You can find them all over Europe, all over Israel, well, not all over, but certainly in Israel. You can find them in the East, in Japan. I mean, the next story may well be autonomous robot-based cars, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think from understand one thing, Uber is not a car hire company or a taxi company. They're a platform for hiring or renting cars with drivers at any point in time. So as a technology platform, it makes a lot of sense for them to look at alternative forms of transport. So you might not be able to hire a car on demand that you drive, but certainly in dense urban environments, the idea of having a little motorized vehicle like a scooter or a bike makes tons and tons of sense. And I think we're going to see a combination of sort of autonomous cars, Uber human-driven type cars, and scooters coming into all major centers, because the traffic, for anyone who tries to get into Sandton in the morning will tell you, you waste an hour, hour and a half in traffic completely unproductively for no particular reason other than getting to work. And it just, the densification of major centers is changing the way that we look at transport. You don't want to own a car. You don't want the hassle of insurance and costs and service. You just want to get where you want to get as efficiently, cheaply, and as quickly as possible. And there's no question a combination of hop into the Uber, drop you outside the sort of greater Sandton metro area,
mm-hmm.
and then hire a little bike and drop it outside your office and someone else can hire it to do something else. It just makes sense. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. And as I said, it may actually give us a use for those lovely lanes which have been demarcated for bicycles going forward.
Why do you think it hasn't been a success yet in the Sandton area or in our cities? I would have thought that by now we would have been comfortable to utilize one of these systems, or something would have taken hold.
I think it's just the whole ecosystem of technology that hasn't quite taken off. One, these bikes need to have, well, they do have all this GPS tracking and all the various platforms. Then you need all the people who come in and service them, support them. I mean, it got so bad in San Francisco with all these bikes that people were throwing them in trees and actually trashing them. If you Google that, you can't believe how upset San Franciscans were getting with all the people on their little bikes. But the fact is, I just don't think we're ready yet with a full ecosystem. But again, a player with the sort of muscle of Uber, with the sort of global clout who can invest billions of dollars in making something like this work, may be the right guys. A little guy on his own can't create the ecosystem to allow this to happen. So Uber may well bring in the necessary sort of adjacencies that allow this type of platform to take off, and we may well see it going forward. And it does make sense in many, many respects. But I think, again, we're going to land up with all sorts of nonsense in cities about where you can use them, how you can use them. But those are for future discussions. But right now, the idea that Uber are getting into renting of little personal vehicles makes sense. And I think we're going to see a bit of a trend emerging across the world. You'll take your Uber app, you'll use it in London, New York, Tel Aviv, wherever you are, hire yourself a little scooter and get where you need to go.
Amazing. And that's where we leave it on that thought-provoking note. It really is. Stephen Ambrose, you'll be on Thursday, 11 a.m. for a full hour of technology.
Absolutely. Deep immersion into the latest and the greatest in the gadgets.
And there you have it. It is 8:39. That's Stephen Ambrose. You can catch him on Thursday at 11 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.